Chapter 13. There just wasn't any work around, you know? All these houses they'd been building, it all just stopped. My boyfriend died. He was older than me. He'd had it for a long time. I went a little nuts for a while there, and pretty soon I got through my savings. I got kicked out of my apartment. My Medicare ran out, so I couldn't afford all the drugs. All the antiretrovirals and stuff. They're expensive. The only place I could get free treatment was a clinic over in Torrance, but that was like an hour bus ride away. There used to be a place closer, but it got closed down a few years back. Fucking bush, you know? And it was getting to the point where I couldn't even afford the fare every few weeks. So when I heard they were opening a place right here in Democracy, I thought, thank God. But the way it's gone, it looks like they might shut it down pretty soon. All the pressure they're getting from the community. There's those church groups outside all the time. You get abuse shouted at you. Today was only the second time I'd gone in. A few weeks back, the first time, I swear I cried for half an hour. Little kids, you know, junior high kids, calling you a faggot and saying God wants you dead and stuff like that. The parents right there with them. It's like you're a goddamn...
Pete tails off, on the verge of tears again, here at the picnic table in the shadow of the great bus. Becky reaches out and places her hand on top of his.
Leper, Jesus thinks, finishing the thought for him. Like you're a goddamn leper.
Pete snuffles, picks a piece of bread from the gap where his tooth was.
What happened to your face? Becky asks.
Oh, some guys worked me over a few months back.
What for?
Morgan.
I guess because they were drunk and I was sleeping on the sidewalk.
They all take this in. Jesus, Becky notices, crushes the aluminum soda can he is holding a little harder than he had been, and takes a deep breath before asking,
exactly what line of work were you in, Pete?
Construction. I was a carpenter.
Is that a fact? JC says, smiling. So, Pete, Jesus says, standing up and stretching in the sunshine, you want to come with us to L.A.? Pete looks at this guy who he met all of an hour ago.
Excuse me? He says.
Listen, JC continues. If you come with us, you'll have food to eat, a place to sleep, we'll get your medication sorted out, and down the line, we'll get you working again. I promise you. Pete looks up, having to squint into the sunshine. JC's blonde hair tumbling down and gleaming, his blue eyes calm and serene.
Now, how are you going to do all that? He asks.
We'll figure it out, JC says. Pete turns to the table and asks,
is he for real?
Motherfucker's crazier than a shithouse rat, Morgan says.